And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
It has now been 214 days since half-brothers Henry McCollum and Leon Brown, both mentally disabled, were freed from prison after serving 30 years behind bars for a rape and murder they did not commit. McCollum spent those 30 years on death row awaiting his execution. Both men received $45 from prison officials when they were released. They are both eligible for $50,000 for every year they were wrongly imprisoned, up to a maximum of $350,000, and they need it. The News and Observer reported in February that the water in their house was turned off because they couldn't afford to pay the bill. But they can't receive the money from the state until they receive a pardon of innocence from Governor Pat McCrory. McCrory issued a statement the day McCollum and Brown were released, saying he was heartened to see their conviction overturned and would begin reviewing their applications for a pardon, quote, as soon as they were received. The pardon request came a week later. That's 207 days ago, and they are still waiting. The question is, why is Governor Pat McCrory denying these two men justice once again? I'm Chris Fitzsimon.